Hi guys, sorry I've been gone so long. I'm back to read from Love, the Real Word of God. This chapter is Division by Gender. Again, I've recommended it in other episodes. I highly recommend that you purchase hard copies in case the time comes when the internet is not available. I'll be making a video on that on all my platforms because it's very possible. So anywho, we're going to start. The Real Word of God, Division by Gender, verse 1. The core of all creation is energy. All creation possesses the energy of love. The evolution of the universe and its inhabitants occur naturally due to energy taking a dense form the more it is accumulated in one place. Upon the creation of the human race, it was acknowledged that for evolution to occur on a planet that offers a physical experience, physical procreation had to take place. This is why gender was created. Gender was not created to bring division by roles to play among the human race. Gender was not created to define one as weak and one as strong. Gender was not created to define one as nurturing and one as punishing. In love, the energy of creation, the energy of God, there is no division. Man and woman were created with the same equal amounts of masculine and feminine energies. Man and woman do not naturally possess different emotions and abilities based on gender. The differences in them were taught. The expectations placed upon a man are not real. The expectations placed upon a woman are not real. Division amongst gender was taught to the human race to manipulate humanity into accepting division as natural. When man and woman can individually balance both masculine and feminine energies within themselves, balance amongst the energy of the earth would also occur due to the natural state of omni in which we exist. Real quick, the definition of omni, O-M-N-I, means one with all. I mention that word omni in my books a lot. It means one with all. So, verse 16. Therefore, the purpose of teaching the human race division amongst gender was to keep every individual existent at an energetic level of imbalance, which would then keep the earth at the same disposition. The human race cannot expect there to be equality amongst color, race, culture, and religion while accepting division by gender. Acceptance of division pertaining to one aspect of this life is condoning division amongst all aspects of this life at an energetic level. To truly transform the energy of the earth that is divided, one must understand that there is no division natural to the human race and all living things. Religion has played a major role in the manipulation of humanity concerning gender roles. Religion has brought the energy of division to earth by creating a false definition of the role one should play. We are souls that exist with free will, and we have no role other than to be a vessel of creation individually. That is love. Religion has brought the energy opposite of God to earth. The human race has been taught to define themselves and the purpose of their existence by their gender, keeping the soul, the core of who they are, incapable of true expression. As long as powerful beings are taught to define themselves by a limiting factor of their existence, they will never see the power they possess and will be easily controlled. This was the reason division by gender had to be introduced. When one has the freedom to just be, the role they were meant to play on this earth will come naturally and has nothing to do with their gender, but rather their soul's purpose. When one has an expectation placed upon them, they will be prisoner to meeting the requirements of said expectation, creating all emotions except love within. Division was taught to keep the human race from existing at a foundation of love, a foundation of who they are, so that they never see the truth of their existence, thus giving away their control. The expectations due to gender roles that have been placed upon men have kept men at an imbalance of the natural energy of their existence. The role placed upon men has taught them that they are not allowed to possess a feminine energy because that is the energy of a woman. This is a lie. Every human is an infinite energetic being, a soul inhabiting a vessel in which they may experience this human life. Every human being will thrive on a soul level only when they balance and express both energies they were created with, that is, masculine and feminine. when the soul experiences the inability to express itself in its natural state, the natural power of love within begins to weaken. The inability to express oneself begins in childhood due to the conditioning of parents, thus repeating the cycle of manipulation generation to generation through the history of humanity. It is time to address the division of humanity amongst gender in order for the human race to evolve above the acceptance of division as normal. Women have been portrayed as weak in comparison to men via the Bible in verses such as 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor that the woman as a weak to the woman as the weaker vessel. Men have been expected to care for the burdens of all in his life via the Bible, as depicted in verses such as 1 Timothy 5:8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for the members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. The truth is, one is not obligated to provide for another what they cannot provide for themselves. This teaching has created a space for women to seek a person to care for her, and for men to seek one to care for. This physical life is not one of obligation. It was created to be a physical experience of freedom. In the energy of our creation, the human race was meant to live and thrive. When the human race would exist individually at the energy of creation, love, the human race would experience heaven in physical form. And this is the real human experience. And I'm going to stop there. That's verse 42. So I just read love, the real word of God, division by gender, verse 1 through 42. And I'll go ahead and record the next one now. Have a good day, y'all. Love you.